puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
And it's time now for Abandoned Manitoba, where we check in with Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Keisha.
Now, please, remind me again of the clue.
There's a butcher shop here in Winnipeg that has always interested me because the building in which it resides is buried sort of halfway in the ground. It looks like a basement. Well, this week, we're going to talk about the story of how that building went from being a place to meet to a place for meat.
So where is this unusual building located?
It's at the corner of Burroughs Avenue and Andrew Street. I noticed it many years ago, and I was reacquainted with it during walks with my wife around the city during the pandemic. It definitely looks like the basement of a building, and I've always assumed that it was the remains of a much larger structure that had suffered a fire because, well, actually, there are other such buildings around Winnipeg.
So you mean buildings that are smaller than they used to be?
Exactly. There are several noteworthy examples. You know, take, for instance, the Bon Accord block. It's at the corner of Main Street and Logan Avenue. Today, it's a homeless shelter, but from the 1940s up to 2017, it was the home of Mitchell Fabrics. It's a one-story brick building that was completed in 1907 as a five-story building. In other words, it has lost the top four floors. Now, a reasonable guess would be that they were lost in a fire, but this is not, in fact, what happened. It was built for businessman Arthur Fraser, and for many years after the building was built, he disputed his municipal tax assessment on it, arguing that the tax bill exceeded his rental income. He was losing money. He took his fight with City Hall all the way to the Supreme Court of Canada. Ultimately, in 1935, in a measure to reduce his tax bill, the top four floors were deconstructed and the recovered construction materials were recycled. So henceforth, it was a one-story building.
Holy. Now, are there other buildings where the upper floors were removed by fire?
There are several of them around Winnipeg, but the one that tends to stick in my head is the Sanford Building in the Exchange District at the corner of Bannatyne and Princess. It's been occupied by numerous businesses through the years, one of the most notable for me anyway being, in the 1980s, the Old Spaghetti Factory. It was built in 1890 as a clothing warehouse, and at one time it had four floors. In 1941, a major fire destroyed the upper three floors, so few people today, I suspect, realize that this existing one-story building was once much taller.
I, for one, did not know that at all. So coming back to this unusual meat market that we had on Burroughs Avenue, what's its story?
Well, when I first noticed it, I assumed that it had been a church. You know, somehow the look of its elaborate stone walls looked like my conception of an early 20th century church. I did some research, but what I found going back to the 1930s were the names of sausage-making businesses. You know, even today, it's the home of a butcher shop that makes excellent sausage. Fortunately, my friend, Nathan Kramer, who I think is one of the most dogged historical researchers I know, went back further than I had done to uncover the pre-meat history of the building. Nathan found that my early guess was, in fact, correct. The building was originally a church belonging to a Mennonite Brethren congregation. And it was not just any Mennonite Brethren congregation. It was the first in Canada.
Hallelujah. Now, when I first think of Mennonites coming to Manitoba, I know that quite a bit of them got into farming.
Indeed. Of course, in the 1870s, Mennonites began arriving here, and of course, they settled farms all over the Red River Valley. But many of the Mennonites who arrived later in the early 20th century, well, they began settling in urban centers. You know, it's believed that the first Mennonites who moved to Winnipeg came in about 1905, and eventually, in time, Winnipeg hosted the largest Mennonite population of any major city in the world. Now, naturally, of course, these Mennonites wanted places to worship in their faith. At first, they met at private homes, but in 1911, they purchased a vacant lot at the corner of Burroughs and Andrews, the one we're talking about, and moved to that site a small wood frame church that had been purchased from a group in St. Vitale.
Now, this building, it doesn't sound like the basement that you had described earlier.
It is not. I suspect this small building was quickly found inadequate for a growing congregation. So in 1916, they began preparing to build a more substantial structure on the site. Nathan Kramer is still investigating, but we suspect they commissioned the pioneering Jewish architect, Max Blankstein, to design a much larger church building for the site. They probably did not have enough money to build the church in its entirety, so they followed a fairly common practice at the time of building the building in stages, first the basement, and eventually, when they had enough money, the rest of the building. Nathan found in the City of Winnipeg archives a building permit for that first stage, the basement. It was issued in May of 1917. It called for an 1,800 square foot basement with 18-inch thick stone walls. Not quite sure why they needed to be that thick. And it also had a temporary wooden roof to enclose it from the elements and an entrance door from the street. Of course, because basements don't usually have entrance doors from the outside, but this one did. The total cost of construction of the basement was $4,500, and that's about $100,000 in today's money, so quite a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure. When was the basement actually finished?
Well, that's the interesting part. It was never finished, but we don't know why. You know, instead of finishing the church on Burroughs, the congregation bought a new property on College Avenue. It's only a couple of blocks from the original site. And there they constructed a 2,000 square foot church, a complete church. And now the new church wasn't appreciably larger than the old one. And that's why we're a little confused as to why they moved. Unlike the impressive stone basement of the original church, the new building had a poured concrete basement, you know, somewhat more utilitarian and drab looking than the original. But this time it was a whole building. They had the upper part as well. The entire building was finished in 1929. At a cost of about $8,000. In time, that building proved to be too small also. So in 1954, the congregation moved to another building over on Henderson Highway that is still in use today as a Mennonite Brethren church.
Okay, so coming back to the original basement building, what happened to that one?
Well, in 1929, after the church on College Avenue was completed, the basement was sold at auction. And in 1931, it became home to something called the Warsaw Kosher Sausage Manufacturing Company, the first of many such companies to use the former basement of Canada's first Mennonite Brethren Church. So, as my friend Nathan, who loves a good pun, says, the building went from a place to meet, a church, to a place for meat, a butcher shop. You know, and at some point in the past, the wooden roof that was on that original basement was raised, and several courses of red bricks were added. It's unclear when this work was done, but I suspect it was intended to increase the interior space. They probably just needed more room to make those sausages. The present meat market, the one that's there today, it opened in 1961.
So now that I'm fully hungry and wanting some sausage, what's up for next time?
Well, a few weeks ago, we talked about the former Women's Pavilion at the Health Sciences Center here in Winnipeg. A very active place where scores of Manitobans were born. Next week, we're going to discuss another type of pavilion that is, well, much less busy.
Thanks, Gordon.
We'll talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.